Blog Talk Radio.
All the things that I've been through.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My worship is for real. My worship is for real. You don't know my story. And then sometimes you, I mean, and some of you probably do know my story, but my worship is for real. I thank God for tonight. Thank you, God, for this Thursday night. We are just praising you and worshiping you and just praising God for the opportunity to once again be in his midst, to be in his presence. Hallelujah. Just an opportunity to be able to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My worship is for real. I thank you, Lord God, because you have blessed us in a mighty, mighty way. I thank God because you are a miracle worker. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, because you are a way maker. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you are a good, good Father. A good, good Father. Hallelujah. How many of you are just excited on tonight because God has just been so good to you? How many are you are just excited tonight because he's done something so awesome? Hallelujah. That you just can't wait to tell of his goodness. How many of you just thanking God because you woke up this morning? Hallelujah. How many of you are just thanking God? Hey, glory, hallelujah. How many of you are just thanking God right now for the breath that's running through your body? How many of you are just thanking God right now for your eyesight and being able to speak? Hallelujah. How many of you are just so grateful, hallelujah, to be able to hear and to be able to taste? Glory to God. How about this? How many of you are grateful to be able to feel? Hey, that's a good one right there. Feel. To be able to feel. Feel love. Feel touch. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's a privilege to be able to feel. I had to go to the doctor, to the chiropractor, they started treatment on me, and I went in, and, you know, of course, everybody who sees the car, they're saying, you're a miracle. It's a miracle that I'm just, you know, I'm glad to be able to speak to you, being able to talk to you. But, you know, and when she touched me, I felt the pain just radiating through my body. But guess what? I was able to feel it. So that means I'm not paralyzed. Glory to God. And when she, you know, my attitude, she said, this one right here is a strong one. She's a trooper. I said, no, ma'am, I am blessed. She said, I said, these feelings that I feel, this pain that I'm feeling right now, it may sound crazy to you, but I'm thankful. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the pain because I can feel you touching me. Every part of my body that you're touching, I feel it. Glory to God. But nobody's pushing me in a wheelchair. And I know you may say, oh, I'm going to have to hear this every Thursday. No, I'm going to speak it. I'm going to tell it. I'm going to just brag on my God. Glory to God, because he's so awesome and he's so wonderful. And I'm saying that he did it again. God did it again. God did it again. I don't know if you know, back years ago, about 10 years ago, my mother died in a car accident in September. My nephew died in an accident in that November. My children's father died in an accident in that February. So to be able to say, but that was not my story. So the song, you don't know my story. You don't know why my worship is so real. Because he saved my life. He said, daughter, I have something for you to do, and I'm not done with you yet. And so, yes, I am going to scream it from the mountaintops of how good and how great my God is. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so grateful and I'm so excited and I'm so happy because he did it again. He did it again. He saved me from COVID back in October. The devil thought he had me. You couldn't have me. You just don't know who you're messing with, devil. Ha! I am the child of God. My Father is the King. He sits up high. So therefore, you better stop trying to mess with me because you just don't know who you're playing with. Every time you try to platform me, I'm going to punch you in your face. So you just need to leave me, my children, my husband, my family, my mom. You better leave alone because you don't know who you're dealing with. Satan? And if you have not learned yet, hey, keep coming if you want to. But each and every time you come in, yes, this is how you got to talk to him. You have to talk to him boldly. Come at me if you want to, but I got something for you. And that's what you need to be saying tonight to this old mean, stinking devil. You want to come at me? Do you know who I am? Just like if you were in the street and somebody was coming at you, do you know who? You got to be bold about it. Do you know who I am? Do you know who you're messing with? And back in the day, in my younger years, about 2 years ago in my younger years, or whatever, back in my day, I would boldly say, do you know who I am? Do you know who you're messing with? So why should we do that now? If you are a child of God, and if you're living for him, then be bold about your stuff. Do you know who I am? Do you know that I am a child of God? Do you know who my daddy is? My daughter is quick to tell a guy, I got a daddy. She's quick to do it. I don't need you to take care of me. I got a daddy. And we got to have the same boldness. We have a daddy. Do you know who I am? Do you know who my daddy is? You better proclaim and declare and decree that you know who your father is, and you better stand on it because God is able to do all things. Hallelujah. He is able to do all things. It's just us. We waver with our faith. Sometimes we on, sometimes we off. Sometimes we on, sometimes we off. Sometimes we hot, sometimes we cold. But what I'm telling you tonight is to know who your daddy is and to be bold about it. Stand firm knowing that, hey, saying you can't have me, saying you can't touch me, you can't have any parts of me because my daddy says, and then start speaking it. Get in your word and start knowing what your daddy said. God said, so you can speak that thing. I'm talking to me right now. My daddy said, that's your father. So therefore, you can say it. You can be bold about your stuff because God wants you to be bold about his business. He wants you to step on the devil's head. He wants you to know that you know that you know that you know that, hey, my daddy got me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know where that came from on tonight. I thank God. I am fired up tonight, thanking him. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jeff, for another day. I'm excited about this Thursday because I'm here. I am here, and I'm on fire. And you know what? Hey, if y'all thought I was something before, you better watch out because this is getting ready. I'm about to show you some power. Power, power, power. God said, hey, you're going to be here for a reason. I'm about to show you what it is because I'm telling you, I know who my daddy is. So therefore, I have to be bold about his business. I have to just go and scream from the mountaintop that, hey, my daddy said this. My daddy said I can have it because I asked for it, and he's my daddy, he's my father. So therefore, I'm bold enough to believe that what he says is true. So if you're going through some tests, if you're going through some trials, if you're going through some things, some situations, some things, you're going to have to use the power that you know God has given you to conquer these things. So stop on that devil's head. Know that he is not going to get the victory because we are a victorious people, and God is going to make sure. He's going to make sure that we win the test, that we pass the test, that we win these things. God is not here to be played with, and there's no need for us to continue to play these games and thinking that we're going to have the victory. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to stand firm. Time out for play. Holy Ghost boldness is what it is and what it needs to be. We can be bold about everything else. We can be bold about this. Let's be bold about God's business. Let's be some bold kingdom builders. How about that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. And God, your people need you right now. Hallelujah. Your people need you right now to, let's say, God, increase my Holy Ghost boldness. Increase me, Lord God. Less of me, all of you. Give it to me, Lord God. Give me what it is that you would have me to do, God, how you would have me to do it. When you go out, ask God, who is it that you would want me to speak to today? God, who needs to hear a word from you? And tell God to, hey, bring that person forth. You might just get in a store, and that person might be right there in your face, and God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God says tonight, let thankfulness temper all your thoughts. A thankful mindset keeps you in touch with me. I hate it when my children grumble, casually despising my sovereignty. Thankfulness is a safeguard against this daily sin. Furthermore, a grateful attitude becomes a grid through which you perceive life. Gratitude enables you to see the light of my presence shining on all your circumstances. Cultivate a thankful heart, for this glorifies me and fills you with joy. Three scriptures tonight coming from, the first one coming from 1 Corinthians 10 and 10. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. Hebrews 12, 28 through 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Colossians 3 and 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Thank God for that word. Thank God for that word. We're thanking him tonight. We're thanking him because we know that God has been so awesome to us on this week. I know we have some praise reports. I know we have some testimonies. And if there is anyone that has anything that they want to brag on about God's goodness, please press 1 and I will open your line. But let's just take a few minutes to just talk about his goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 7430, your line is open.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to thank the Lord, thank God for a while now. I don't want to say a while. My whole life, he's always been with me. I knew it, I felt it. And I can say on this day, I'm assured, I have assurance that he's been with me. He's shown me plenty of times, and he didn't have to do that, but he did. and I have a testimony to say that last Tuesday I got married. I'm the youngest sibling, the youngest boy, and only two of my siblings, me and another, are married today. And I just want to say I thank God that not only am I married, but the day before the marriage, me and my wife got baptized with the Holy Spirit, with the blood of Christ. I just want to thank God for having a hand in my life, for allowing me to have eyes to see and ears to hear, for Him predestining me in a way that I know and have confidence and assurance of all things to come to pass. Even though I may not know what may become of my future, I have so much confidence and so much assurance of so much. I want to thank God, and not just for me. I know He has it for others around me. He's blessed so many people around me, not because of me or anything that has anything to do with me, but all because of Him. I just want to thank God to see the blessings and the redemption, the revelations, the love, the care, the protection, the guidance, and the wisdom He's given to all my family, all my friends, and to even some of my enemies that I've seen and I still continue to pray for. I just want to thank God. Thank God for everything. Thank God for the Spirit, for His Holy Spirit residing in me, living in me, blessing me, guiding me, and molding me into the man of God I was predestined to be. I just want to say that, and I thank God, and I thank God for this line. Thank God for Pastor Flint and Evangelist Maria. I love y'all both. I love y'all. I love y'all and my family. I just want to say praise God. Thank God for all things. I know there's so much more I can praise Him for, so much. It can be endless, but I just want to leave it at that for the time being. And just thank God. Praise God. Thank you. Hello?
Praise God. We just want to say congratulations to our son on his union with his bride. We thank God for him, and he's been around us since he was a little boy, so my heart is full for this union. And we're going to, one day we're going to have him to come on and just tell the testimony of how the union came about. It's a beautiful, beautiful story, and a lot of young people need to hear it. So we thank God for him and his new bride. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 6447, your line is open.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. God has not only He's been good to me. God has not only He has set me free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah.
Thank Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to show you now. It's all my
mouth. He has set me free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because he has been so good to me. He's kept my last two sons, and he's kept my beautiful daughter. He kept us through all of that wreckage. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. And I had not had a stress test in 11 years. And my doctor decided that it was time to get another one, especially at my age and through all that I had gone through with family and friends. And I didn't want to get on the treadmill, but I had been practicing at home on the Qubit that I have. I did 4,000 one day, did 3,000 the next day, and the next day I had to go. Well, since I could not raise my arm, my left arm over my head, they decided to give me the PET stress scan. And in that, they put you through this machine that takes pictures, but they also inject a nuclear medicine into your arm. And it will cause certain things that could happen. It could give you shortness of breath. It could cause you to have headaches. It could cause you to have sensations all over your body. The headaches I had, the shortness of breath I had, I did not have all these other things that they said could happen. And I was thanking God. All through 1 hour that I was in that machine on this very extremely hard table, I kept praising God, saying the 23rd song, the Lord's Prayer, hallelujah. And then he brought into my heart to sing this song that you sometimes hear me sing, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that took my mind off of what was happening. And they were asking how you feel and what's happening. That's normal. That's normal. If it gets too much, let us know. And I was able to go through the whole period that it took for them to take pictures of my heart, take pictures of my blood, to see how fast my blood was moving, how it was moving into my heart, the front, back, and side of my heart, everything that could possibly be wrong. And I did it. I did it. I did it. I went through it, and I thank God for it. I wasn't afraid, as I thought I might have been. But when that evening my doctor called me, and it was very unusual, she said, I'm in the office late today, and I just want to tell you that I got your test report, and your heart is good. It's nothing wrong with it. It's so good. And she said, I'm so glad I had to call you and tell you. And she's also my friend. And she said, tomorrow don't even come into the office. You don't need to drive way up here for me to tell you the same thing I'm telling you right now. And I said, thank you, Jesus, because I didn't. We hate to take that long drive up to Marietta. But I do it, and I don't, you know, it's okay. But I just wanted to tell you how awesomely grateful I am to God. When I had that virus, that bacteria back in 2014, and whenever I would sit up, I would fall down to my side. And I asked them if I had a stroke, and they told me no. I asked over many times. They said, no, you just have to get stronger. And the nurse, as she was going through my file, she said, you had a stroke back in 2014. And I said, no, I haven't had a stroke. She said, yes, you have. She said, it's in the records, it's in the file that you had one. She said, but you seem to be doing good. I said, I am doing good. And if you remember, whenever I testified, I said, you know, I couldn't walk. I had to learn how to walk all over again. I had to, when I got ready to sign myself out of the hospital, I was trying to write my name, and it was nothing but scribble, scrabble. And the pastor had to sign my name for me. I'm telling you, and then people were telling me, your lips are moving, but we don't hear nothing. We can't hear what you're saying. So I had to learn how to talk again. I had to learn how to write again. And God let me write 5 composition books, full page back and forward of a book I need to get published. But I praise God that I could write again legibly so I could understand it. Trust God. Trust him with all of your heart. Whatever you do, let him know that you believe in him. Let him know that you love him. Oh, glory be to God. It delights him to know that you care, that you do believe, that you believe what Jesus did for us. Tell God, let him know. Hallelujah. I tell him all the time. And I thank him so much for what he's doing for me. I know people didn't make it to 80. And here I am, almost 80 and a half. Hallelujah. I just thank God so much. I'm proud of it. You might get tired of hearing me saying it. I still have my banner up. Because, you know, it's a miracle. You know, all the things that I have gone through physically, to still be here, to have my heart find it. I've had 3 heart attacks in my earlier years. I am a living, walking miracle. And I thank God. I thank God. I can't help but cry sometimes when I hear my daughter, when I see my son's doing good. And when he's done so much for me, and he's given me a wonderful person to watch over me and to take care of me, to help me when I couldn't do those things. I thank him. Because God will look out for you. He will bring people in your life that you need. And I'm going to shut up so somebody else can testify. Pastor wants to testify. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank God. We give him all the praise and all the honor. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. For another great day, a wonderful day. But truly, it's been an awesome day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord had made. And we shall rejoice and be glad. Be glad in and gladder and gladder and gladder. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I thank the Lord for Apostle Rosa L. Arnold. Hallelujah. It is a privilege to be a servant of God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And it's more of a privilege to be a servant of God in a time of need. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for each and every one that are on this line today. Hallelujah. That you are alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are alive. Hallelujah. God had allowed you to be alive. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in everything, hallelujah. In everything, give God the praise. Hallelujah. In everything, give God the praise. Give God the honor. Give God the glory. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I was just listening to Apostle. I said, I could have been dead. Sleeping in my grave, hallelujah. But had it not been for the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah God, My El Shaddai, Hamarakosha. Hallelujah. My Lord God, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. My Yeshua, my Lord God, Emmanuel, had not been for him. Hallelujah. Evangelist Maria wouldn't be here. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Apostle not here. Me not here. And a whole lot of us not here. Some of us don't even know that death was knocking us down. But the Lord spared us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You didn't have a clue. You didn't have an inkling of it. But it was. Death was at your door. But the Lord stood there and turned it the other way. Thank him. I give him praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. I cannot tell him enough. Hallelujah. I can't say it enough. Hallelujah. It's not about anybody getting tired of him. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Because he never gets tired. He never gets tired. And we can't say it enough. I say I'm going to say it while I can say it. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it while I said it. I said it. I'll say it while I can say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it gets better. And better and better. Get to be more and more of it. Keep on living. Just keep on living. And keep on trusting in the Lord. And keep on walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing or nobody separate you from the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We are not going to prolong the time any further. We just thank God for each and every testimony that we've heard on tonight, the praise reports, just talking about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us. We're going to now turn to turn this over to Pastor Flint. Let's pray for him as he comes and just ask that God would just infuse him with more and more and more and more strength and more and more and more power. God, whatever he pours out, God, I ask that you just pour it back into him tenfold. We just thank God for on tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. And so it is 1072, your line is open.
We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us yet, and we say, oh, 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 oh. And turn around, we come this far by faith. And Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you for this you have made. We all rejoice and we all are glad in it, Father. Father, it's the Holy Spirit. Take complete control of the man of the service, God, as it already had from the very beginning, God. We yield ourselves, God, as you are the vessel. We surrender ourselves, God, to be all of you, none of us. Less of us, more of you. Father, now we thank you, God, for everyone in the sound of my voice, God, every loved one, everyone that's represented, that they're here, God, and they're here for a reason. No matter what today presented itself to them to be, God, and some of the hard things will appear, we just thank you, God, that you're, God, in control, in complete control. So, Father, we give you praise. And, yes, Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. And so it is. I hope you guys can hear me. Eventually said that I'm kind of low, so I'm speaking up louder. I'm in Philippians, the third chapter. And that's a topic that was needed. You know, we try to stay with the topics and just let the demonstration of the Holy Spirit go in and teach. But today, for the sake of the saints, the body of Christ, the topic we have is the power. And it's crazy, first of all, how everything coincides with these testimonies, and Apostle gave her testimony and probably came behind. That's the one that came behind with the testimony. The prophet's like, he just thank God for being here and 80 years old and the things that she endured, and talking about the understanding and what she's encountered and endured. And so we're talking today about the power of our test and our trial. That should help somebody today.
So we're talking about the trials. And so what we look at in the power of the test and trials, we look at how God began to move on our behalf with his outstretched hands. We look at how God began to intercept the plans of the enemy. Has been could have been here, couldn't have been here. I look at my chest. I look at sometimes, even in testing schools and people take aptitude tests and certain tests to get to that next class or the next grade. And you're like, man, every time you fail that test, it's coming back around. And certain things I had, I'm just going to shout me. Mine was long-suffering. And just waiting. And I know that's one of the fruit. Part of the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering was one. But I used to have a problem with that. I used to have a problem with long-suffering. I remember one of the foolish things I ever done was Hosea. In the book of Hosea, Hosea was a man who married a woman who was a harlot. And God kept him, go buy your wife back. And from all the, all her prostitution, and yeah, he'll get her back and she'll leave and go out and play the harlot again. And God said, go buy her back. So at one point in time, I had a woman that was in that same little situation. She wasn't, I almost married her. And she was a dancer, and that's when I was in the world, though. I wasn't living for God at the time. And then another instance, I was like, God, try me like you tried Job, but I would never say that again. But we look at our tests and we look at our trials, and then we look at the power of the trial. Start off in Philippians, the third chapter, and we're going to go a little bit further. I'm in the NLT. So we say, whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things. I do it to safeguard your faith. Watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. But we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort. Though I could have confidence in my own effort, if anyone could. Indeed, if others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. Paul was someone, I was circumcised when I was 8 days old, and I am a pure-blooded citizen of Israel and a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a real Hebrew if that was ever one. I was a member of the Pharisees who demanded strictest obedience to the Jewish law. I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. We can stop right now. He said, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Then he said, for his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Brother, I become righteous through faith in Christ, for God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. Look at this 10th verse. It says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead. But I tell you, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. When you look at that, when you look at Evangelist Leno, you look at Apostle Arnold and so many others on here that have said they've seen death knocking at the door. And look at my grandmama. She died twice, and she'll come back and talk about the experiences before God actually took her home to be with him, my grandfather as well. So when you look at these people that have looked at death and stared at death in the face, he said, I want to know him. I want to know him. Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Now, when you look at the power of your test and the power that's in your trial, the things that you go through that make you who you are today, when you look at the power of your pain, you look at the power of the tribulation and And then the power of the triumph. We look at Christ and we look at when he was at the transfiguration and God gave him the idea, gave him the plan. And then when he was in Gethsemane, praying to God to remove this cup from him. And then the ordeal after Judas had betrayed him and he went to putting a crown of thorns on his head, to being slapped and spit on and beat on, and to the point of, my God, nails in his hands, nails in his feet, and a spear in his side. The power of the trial. But that power that raised him from the dead, the power that allowed him to say, Ele, Ele, Lama Sabbatani, and to give up his ghost, the power that resurrected him. Oh, my God. When you look at what you go through, and we experience some things. We go through some things. I'm not going to belittle anything anyone has gone through on this line or is going through. But we know that power, Holy Ghost power, the wonder-working power, the blood of the Lamb power, the power that, like I said, the anointing that destroys the yokes. When you know you got to go through, and I say your neck gets fat as you're going through, so you just begin to burst that yoke wide open. And that's what God is saying. I'm putting you through some things, but in the midst of this, I'm working something in you. John said, well, Peter, this is the fiery trials. You know, don't these trials are fiery, but there's a power behind them to allow you to endure. When I was I got this song from Darryl Cole that I always like, and in the song it says, he's preparing me for something I can't handle right now. Said he's getting me ready just because he cares. Is he's providing me with what I need to make it through this next battle in my life. My God is preparing me. And he's preparing you too. He's preparing you. So that trial, you know, you're thinking that's strange that you go through these trials and you go through these tests and these tribulations. But God is preparing you. Not only that, he's with you. Emmanuel, God is with us. He's with you in the midst of the trial. And sometimes you may feel alone. Sometimes you may feel like, God, I don't feel you. Or God, I don't hear you. Or God, I can't see you right now. But God said, even in that, I'm still here and I'm with you. And the power that is invested in me, that's what Christ said, I put it inside of you. I send my comforter, the Holy Spirit, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to show you the way. Sometimes we got to go through these things. I tell everybody, we go through to get through. And once you get through, you can bring somebody else through. You can tell of the experience and say, I've been here, I've done that. I know what it's like to be in the hospital bed and the doctors are looking at you like, I don't know how she's still living. Evangelist Flint is called she got a new nickname. Her nickname is the miracle lady, because every time they look at her, people that know about the accident or seen the accident, I mean, she went to the hospital last weekend. Somebody that was one of the nurses or the doctors or somebody had saw her from the accident. They saw the accident. They didn't see her. And then when she showed them who she was, they were like, it was crazy. It was like, you shouldn't even be here. The lady saw her like, I'm just so glad to see you. I know you're in a lot of pain. And you're in some crazy pain. But I'd rather be in all that pain than to be gone. Now, you can turn on the news right now. I'm sure wherever you are, or you can get your newspaper and news feeds online, and you'll see people that's in whatever location you're in, whatever city, whatever state you're in, you can see that some didn't make it. I know, you know, I just seen a few accidents that were fatal, but hers, God spared her. But is that the power of the trial? And now what is it? What do you do? God spared her. What was the, how did you get out of that car? And even on the same, when the firemen came to see her, she said he was shaking his head, and she was on the outside of the car. So even when people see it, they're like, I don't know how she got out that car. And everything was smashed on every other door when you look at it, except for the driver's side, because he was keeping her. It was a power that was greater than she. great is he that's in me than he that's in the world, that he stayed and said, not so. So now we look at the power of our tests, the power of our trials, and in the midst of going through, what do you do? I give him the praise. In the midst of going through, what posture do you take? What position do you take? I take a position of neology, and I give him some praise. I give him the praise. Then, you know, Paul said, he want to know. So that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing his death. How many of you want to suffer with Christ and sharing his death? See, that's a part of it. That's a part of it. See, we had a song called Cross, and it was like, her salvation is free, but relationship takes a cost. It's a cost to be in a relationship. It's a cost to be delivered. It's a cost to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, salvation is a gift. It's free. But the rest of that, it costs. What does it cost? It costs giving up from yourself. It costs giving up your will for his will. It's giving up your plans for his plan. It costs surrendering. It's called taking up your cross, which represents suffering. So we don't want to suffer. We want the good things of God. And some say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries a hallelujah. But what about the suffering of Christ and the power of my trial in the midst of my suffering? So you want to know him. But do you really want to know him? Do you really want to know all of him? Do you really want to be in I don't want to use the word ensnared, but that's exactly what it is. Do you want to be engulfed with all of who he is? Because it's the good, the bad, the indifference, the ugly. It was a lot. But in the power of his suffering and the power of his resurrection, do you want that in your life? Because, see, you got to go through some things. Being saved, being sanctified, being filled with the Holy Spirit, don't make it all, don't mean it's going to be all honky-dory. See, that's what's the problem. Everybody want to preach it. The happy Jesus and the happy God, but it ain't always been happy. It ain't always been a joyride. Some of them rides get real bumpy, especially when God stepped back, and especially in the midst of the process. But in the process, you get the vision. You know, he showed you the beginning, his division. He showed you the end result. But in the midst of it, in the midst thereof, in the process, in between, there's some twists, there's some turns, there's some shakes, there's some rattles, some rolls. But are you ready for that? Are you truly wanting to say, hey, it's me, oh Lord. Here I am, Lord, send me. Or you want to be like Isaiah, say, here I am, Lord, send me. I'll go. Or I surrender all, Lord. And I mean, or yes, are you ready for that real yes? Because a lot come with that yes. I'm just saying, but that power that's behind it, it's worth it, ladies and gentlemen. It's worth every penny of it. It's worth every penny of it to say, Lord, I know. I rather, you know, people ask you, do you know if heaven and hell is your destination? I'm going to tell you one thing. That's why I tell everybody, I tell them, if you miss heaven, you shouldn't want to miss hell. So I have my shortcomings. We all sin and come short of the glory of God, but his grace is so sufficient. The power of the grace of God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his favor. See, I've had fiery trials and tribulations. I had, but in the world, man, he still kept sparing me. I don't know why he loved me, but he did, and I'm so glad about it. I had guns put to my head. I've had guns. I've been in different situations, and like you look at young people doing crazy stuff. I did all those crazy things, but God kept me. He kept me, ladies and gentlemen. He kept me in the midst of it all. In the midst of it all, he kept me with a keeping anointing. And I'm so glad about it. I don't know your story. Like I say, you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through to get this anointing that I have. You don't know what I've been through. See, that's what it's about. You don't know what people go through when they're anointed and appointed and what it took to get it and all the heartache and heartbreak, the pain and the suffering, but Christ suffered. Even when he told him to take the dead man, close off Lazarus, he said, Jesus wept. He suffered. When he was on that cross, he suffered for something he didn't do. And God, you want to be a part of this? Okay, you want to be a part of this? You need to be a part of my suffering. You want to be a part of this? You need to, if you want the power of the resurrection, you got to deal with the power of the suffering. And know that God still got it. I know some people say, well, I ain't signed up for this. Well, if you signed up for salvation, sanctification, deliverance, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, yes, you did sign up for this. And you got to count everything else to be dung. I'm talking about garbage, refuse, to have the knowledge of Christ, to have the love of Christ, to walk in the authority that has been invested to you, God. God knows what he's placed inside of you and as a deposit, but now he's cashing in, he's cashing in, he's cashing in, he's cashing in, he's cashing in on what he placed inside of you. I advise you to get ready to serve him. I advise you to be ready when your name is called, when your number is called. I know we always sing that song, please be patient with me, God is not through with me yet. And patience is a virtue. That's another fruit. But here's what I'm telling you. It's time to come out as pure gold. It's time to get out there and be that warrior that God has called you to be. It's time to be that soul winner that God has called you to be. It's time to let your testimony make us overcomers. See, you got that power of that trial. I don't know if you heard the Vince say it gave us some power because in our testimony because it make you an overcomer. When we hear Apostle, I'm talking about how she's on the deathbed and in 2014, 2015, people sitting like, I don't even know how she's still living. The power of that trial and the power of that test. And when you come out on the other side, you're an overcomer. Say, we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. See, I know what it's like to overcome some things because God has allowed me to go through some stuff, but you go through to get through. And then you bring up, so you can say, I've been here before. Let me show you. I know the way. I'm telling you, when you serve a God that's able and a God that's powerful and mighty and wonderful, you get delighted when he tests you, when he puts you in them trials. I can see my eyes closed and I can see John in the Isle of Patmos in cooking oil, and they couldn't even kill him. And he's just praising God. I can see Peter. I can see Paul and Silas in prison. Causing an earthquake, praising God in shackles. Praising them till the shackles broke, till the doors opened. I'm telling you. They said, I counted all joy. They counted joy to die. A certain way, Peter upside down, Paul, have he died, and James and them, you know, whether it was beheaded or whatever it was, they counted it joy to suffer for Christ, you know. And someone said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. To suffer with Christ. To go through with Christ. To live is Christ and to die is gain. So I'm saying today, tonight is the night that we begin to die to ourselves. Die to our flesh. Die to our fleshly desires and fleshly wants and fleshly needs and realize to go through, even in turning on yourself in prayer and fasting, to go through, to yield to the Holy Spirit, to reject what the flesh wants you to do, to reject what that soulish realm, the mind, the will, and intellect, and yield totally to the Holy Spirit. Make your human spirit connect to the Holy Spirit. So when God speaks, you must obey, but to go through with Christ, to live with Christ, to suffer with Christ. I'm telling you, that's what God is calling. He's calling you higher. And tell yes, be truly a yes. Make up your mind before you say yes. You may lose friends. You may lose loved ones. You may lose business. You may lose material things. You can lose a lot. It can cost. But you count it all joy. Because your daddy is, it's all his. And he give it to who he desires. He loves you too much to let you go through it alone. So if it's health-wise and healing you need, and this is a test, Praise him. Change your position. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop having pity parties, the woe is me's. Why me, Lord? Why not you? Why not you? Get your mind made up. Have a made up mind. Come hell or high water, I'ma serve you, Lord. I'ma give you all the honor, the glory, the praise that's due you. I'ma let my testimony, I'ma let my mess be my message. I'ma turn my trial into a triumphant victory. I'm telling you, no more holding back. It's all system go. Father, we thank you for it right now. We praise you for it right now. We worship you, God, that we'll get to know you. He said, I want to know him. Look at that verse. I want to know Christ. Who you want to know, ladies and gentlemen? I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to experience his mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him sharing in his death. So that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Father, we thank you right now for this opportunity. Everyone in the sound of my voice, I pray, God, their hearts and their minds will be made clear. And everything that's inside them that's not like you, God, that will be purged from unrighteousness, myself included. I pray, God, that we'll get to know you even more. Like we said, those that know God, they'll know him better. Those that don't know him, they'll get to know him. But I pray that we get to know you in a mighty special way, God. Know you in your suffering, God. And know you in the power that raised your son from the dead. And know the power that we will experience the resurrection from the dead when our time comes. That we have the power, Father, to take up our cross and walk. To open our mouths and talk and speak what you tell us to speak and live how you tell us to live. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. Time to go to evangelism for a man of salvation.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that word on tonight. I hope you were blessed like I was blessed. And this is the time right now that if you would like to add to, take away from, you just press 1. And we will recognize you. If you have already pressed 1 previously, press 1 again to clear so I can see if you want to speak again. 1436, your line is open.
Praise God. I caught the message and I thank God because it is time for us to stop playing. And when I think about Sister Marie and everything she went through and how God pulled her through it, it let us know why something like that had to happen before we get closer to God. And we already know what God already did for us. And I just thank God for your message, Pastor George, and I'm listening. I am listening. I want to get closer to God. All the things of the world is not worth anything, but his love is worth everything because he has brought me through a lot of stuff. I mean a lot of stuff. And he has saved me a lot of times and healed my body a lot of times. He's still working on me. How can I give up on him? I can't. And I thank you for saying what you did because it just kind of made me want to get closer to him. That I start doing a little soul searching on my own. And I start searching into the scriptures, and I start learning a lot about why he died and where he died. It's a great joy to have God to use you and use Sister Marie so y'all can just bring it to us so we can get closer and closer and closer. And I can tell people because God let people come to me to talk, and I can tell them a testimony there. Is real and true, and how God can save you out of the hardest situation you don't think you can be pulled through. And I just thank you for that. And everybody, just keep on, just believing and don't give up, because you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. And I just thank you for letting me be able to even just tell God I love him and Jesus I love him and just tell the angels I love him and just tell everybody on this land that I love you, because God is nothing but love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Anybody else want to add to, take away, have any prayer requests? Just press 1 and we'll recognize you. If not, I'm going to ask our prophetess if she would close us out. I'm going to ask Pastor Flynn if he has anything else he wants to say before I do close out. If not, then I'm going to ask prophetess if she would do the benediction. Pastor Flynn, is there anything else you would like to say before we end?
Yeah, hold on a second. I was in Ephesians 3 as well. And, 18. And it really tells us about God's purpose in this. He said God's purpose is not just supposed to use the church this way, his wisdom. And just, let me go back a little bit higher. I'm sorry. All right, let's go back to that. He said, though I'm the least deserving of all God's people, he graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. So I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. I just want you to know this plan that God has for your life as a mysterious plan, and your suffering as a mysterious plan, and your trial and your test. But this plan is not for you. It's for others as you share it, as you begin to give it to others in your testimony, as you begin to speak, as you be saying, okay, God, I'm your vessel. As you begin to become a yielded vessel, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Christ's suffering, the mystery of the ministry of reconciliation, all these different ministries, how God reconciled you back to himself, even in yourself, your evil self, your nasty self, your gossiping self, your selfish self, your lying self, your thieving self, your killing self, your evil self, and your ugly self, all these different ways. He found a way to reconcile you back to himself. And in the midst of that, you got to share that with others that are going through hard times, going through heartache, going through heartbreak, heartache, and show them how to begin to be reconciled back to him. This is your charge. Go out and be disciples. Go out and heal and deliver and set free. Be used by God like only to the fullest of your ability, outside of your ability. As you yield yourself and you surrender yourself, watch God do it. You just be the one that's available to them, for them to do it to them. Be that willing vessel. You know, it's one thing to be dependable. It's one thing to be capable. But the other thing is to be available. Make yourself available to be used by God. I love you and God bless you. Nothing else you can do about it.
Amen. Prophetess, I'm going to open your line up. If you can give us a benediction, I would appreciate it. Your line is open. Prophetess, are you on? Your line is open. Okay. Mom, can you give us a benediction tonight, please?
Oh, yes, praise God. Father, we just give you praise and glory for this wonderful service on tonight, for every testimony, every word of thanks that went up to you, God. We give you praise for it right now. And now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in Jesus' holy and holy names. Amen, amen, amen. God bless all of you.
Amen, amen. We love you. We thank you for being on with us tonight. And just we look forward to hearing your voice on next Thursday. Invite somebody on so that they can, you know, get a good word and be blessed, hopefully be blessed. And we just thank you. We love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Have a good night and a blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.